What are some of the key factors that cause a patient to be in either high or low risk situation?
The blast count is the thing that the IPSS is weighted to, the International Prognostic Scoring System. But there have been recent data that have come out that have shown that actually we underemphasize cytogenetics. When the IPSS came out, there were only 6 or 7 different cytogenetic abnormalities that were included in it because of the number of patients. Now it's become clear that some other karyotypes that weren't included in the IPSS are actually very high risk or very benign. Trisomy 15, for instance, very benign abnormality. Deletion 12P, very benign abnormality. Translocation 321, terrible. Those patients, you know, have a very short life expectancy and need a quick transplant referral. So that has taken on more weight, I think, in recent years. And eventually we'll have molecular tests that we can add to that.